Pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Zero.
Our lives can get hectic. Lots of commitments, lots of things we want to do, and lots to keep up with. It's no wonder many of us become overwhelmed. Simplifying our lives can help us combat these feelings. With this in mind, here are some ideas to help you simplify your life.
One.
It's tempting to hit that snooze button a few times when our alarms go off in the morning, but we all know what that's going to mean. Another stressful morning spent running around, getting dressed and gathering what we need for the day. An alternative is to create a ritual that gets your morning off to a more positive start. You can do something that makes you feel good, such as yoga, or go for a short walk around the block.
Two.
Most of us have much more than we actually need. In so many ways, our society reinforces the belief that possessions will make us happy and will impress the people around us. Chances are, there are things in your closet that you haven't thought about in years. Consider donating items, and think about the fact that someone out there might be very grateful for something you no longer need.
Three.
It can be time-consuming to go through and organize different areas of our lives, but it's much better than wasting time trying to find the shoes we need to wear or the bill we need to pay. Instead of wasting time tracking down lost items, come up with a better system. As soon as you finish using something, put it back where it belongs. That way, everything will be where it's supposed to be when you need it.
Four.
In addition to shedding possessions, it may also be helpful to reduce your number of commitments. If you're struggling with running the carpool or have too many lunch dates on your calendar, learn to say no. While it's great to give back and also spend time with friends, it's also important to have boundaries.
Five.
It's also a good idea to go through your apps on your phone and consider deleting some. When you have way too many possible distractions on your phone, you tend to pick it up and look for things to distract yourself with. You'll notice you'll have a calmer and less dispersed mind.
Six.
Time is your most valuable resource. You can never earn more, yet it's easy to waste time complaining, mindlessly scrolling through social media, or waiting for things to happen. Make time to do the things that matter most, but don't focus on just doing. Set aside some time for just being. Go for a walk, watch a sunset, and be in the moment.
Seven.
It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you're not taking charge of your financial situation, money will occupy too much space in your life. Commit to taking charge of your money, create a budget, and establish clear goals, and your financial decisions will become much simpler.
Eight.
Reduce the number of goals you are intentionally striving for to one or two. By reducing the number of goals that you are trying to accomplish, you will improve your focus and your success rate. Make a list of the things that you want to accomplish and choose the two most important. When you accomplish one, add another from your list.
0.
Our lives can get hectic. Lots of commitments, lots of things we want to do, and lots to keep up with. It's no wonder many of us become overwhelmed. Simplifying our lives can help us combat these feelings. With this in mind, here are some ideas to help you simplify your life.
1.
It's tempting to hit that snooze button a few times when our alarms go off in the morning, but we all know what that's going to mean. Another stressful morning spent running around, getting dressed, and gathering what we need for the day. An alternative is to create a ritual that gets your morning off to a more positive start. You can do something that makes you feel good, such as yoga, or go for a short walk around the block.
2.
Most of us have much more than we actually need. In so many ways, our society reinforces the belief that possessions will make us happy and will impress the people around us. Chances are, there are things in your closet that you haven't thought about in years. Consider donating items and think about the fact that someone out there might be very grateful for something you no longer need.
Three.
It can be time-consuming to go through and organize different areas of our lives, but it's much better than wasting time trying to find the shoes we need to wear or the bill we need to pay. Instead of wasting time tracking down lost items, come up with a better system. As soon as you finish using something, put it back where it belongs. That way, everything will be where it's supposed to be when you need it.
Four.
In addition to shedding possessions, it may also be helpful to reduce your number of commitments. If you're struggling with running the carpool or have too many lunch dates on your calendar, learn to say no. While it's great to give back and also spend time with friends, it's also important to have boundaries.
Five.
It's also a good idea to go through your apps on your phone and consider deleting some. When you have way too many possible distractions on your phone, you tend to pick it up and look for things to distract yourself with. You'll notice you'll have a calmer and less dispersed mind.
Six.
Time is your most valuable resource. You can never earn more, yet it's easy to waste time complaining, mindlessly scrolling through social media, or waiting for things to happen. Make time to do the things that matter most, but don't focus on just doing. Set aside some time for just being. Go for a walk, watch a sunset, and be in the moment.
Seven.
It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you're not taking charge of your financial situation, money will occupy too much space in your life. Commit to taking charge of your money, create a budget, and establish clear goals, and your financial decisions will become much simpler.
Eight.
Reduce the number of goals you are intentionally striving for to one or two. By reducing the number of goals that you are trying to accomplish, you will improve your focus and your success rate. Make a list of the things that you want to accomplish and choose the two most important. When you accomplish one, add another from your list.